Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 48. Why am I enunciating like that? I do not know why. I overslept. No, I didn't oversleep today. I shouldn't say I overslept. I slept about 6 hours. I went to bed extremely late. I went to a dinner party. A Christmas dinner party on the anniversary, was December 8th, the anniversary of John Lennon's death. That wasn't the reason for the party, but this happened to be December 8th. And I know it was John Lennon's death. John Lennon means a lot to me, meant a lot to me, still means a lot to me. But the dinner if you've been following the podcast, you know, when I say that, if you're new and you haven't been following, does that sound a little passive-aggressive guilt I'm throwing in? If you've been following the podcast and you'd be going, oh no, I haven't. Maybe I got to go back. Now I have to listen to other episodes to find out what he's talking about. Well, whether you've been listening or not, I will reiterate that I've cleaned up my food in the last 2 weeks or so. Started cooking again, controlling what I'm eating, extremely healthy, pretty low fat, low sugar, low sodium, very good taste. I tell you, I'm not a bad cook when it comes to certain things. I drench it in roasted garlic powder, and like my ground turkeys and my egg white omelets and my fish, and I have salads. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it because I need to lose more weight. But last night, I know it's the Christmas season, so I don't want to make myself crazy about being. Like if I go off a little bit, but I don't want to go off too much, okay? I don't want to make it too much. But yesterday, so I go to this dinner party, and I knew that I was going to be eating things I normally wouldn't eat because it's an Italian feast. My friend Steve, he's been cooking these meals, I don't know, 25 years, and these dinner parties have changed. His parents used to be there. They're no longer alive, and I miss them, and you know, particularly his dad. I was partial to his dad. You know, his mom was okay. His mom was a little scary, actually. His mom was one of those really scary women. Women of force, like Dave would call them, the force. Like my mom. They're forces of nature. They're domineering females. They're women that raise their sons to marry dominatrixes. And I have so far avoided that. But I happen to know several, just coincidentally, dominatrixes that I've met in my travels. Not necessarily in the dominatrix world. Okay, I digress. I diverse, okay? Please, bear with me. My point is, I went to this dinner and it was just delicious. Food, and I ate a lot, okay? I ate a lot. And I didn't really eat too much during the day because I knew I was going to eat, you know, out of the way that night. So when I got there, maybe I was a little bit hungrier than I should have been. And the company was nice. There was most of the people there I liked. There were a couple people there that I don't really know well. One lady was there that I sort of, she wasn't there that long, but she kind of rubbed me the wrong way a couple years ago. So I didn't even look at her. I didn't even say anything to her. She never looked at me. I never looked at her. And that's the mature way to relate to somebody at a dinner party. But I ate a lot, is what I'm saying. Then I came home. And the thing when you eat a lot of carbs and things like that, and you eat things like that, you actually get hungrier later. So I was up late, and I ate some more, and I had a few chips, and I had ice cream in the freezer, which I hadn't eaten in a while. I had a big bowl of different ice creams, and I was watching a movie and on Netflix. Well, you know what? My fan is going off again. I don't like this. Hold on one second, folks. I gotta pause this. This fan has been driving me crazy lately. I don't really get it. Why the fan? When I record, I'm going to talk about that in a second. But I was up late. Anyway, I was up late. I got up late. This bothers me. This fan has been going off lately. The computer, I guess, runs hot. I thought it was because it was on a certain tray this tray that I put it on the last couple podcasts. But now I have it on the old Surface, and I don't get it. I don't get what's going on here, folks. So I'm going to pause for a second. I don't usually pause, but I'm going to pause to see if I can, because this fan sounds like a vacuum cleaner running. I'm going to pause and see if I can do something here. Hold on. Okay, I paused for a bit, maybe about 2, 3, 4, or 5 minutes, and the fan has gone down. I don't know what's happening. I make no secret about the fact that I do record on my little MacBook, this little homemade podcast, and I've just been noticing lately that the fan, that it gets hot pretty quickly when I start recording this thing, and I noticed that when I play it back, the last couple of ones, it sounds like the fan goes on, it sounds like a vacuum is being run in the background, and it's kind of annoying, especially if you're on headphones. And as I was waiting for the computer to cool down, I looked up. I have my Google app on my iPhone because I am a total Apple. I am Apple to the core, baby. And, they start talking all that techie talk. You know, first of all, you got to go to the Apple communities. You can't even go to the Apple company because they're not going to, they don't even want to be bothered having somebody who's an expert, you know, who the company that created the product, manufactured the product. They don't want to even be bothered. Have the Apple communities where other people like myself just talk to each other, other knuckleheads. And then they, you know, and they're saying, well, have you done an SM3 download? Have you downloaded this? And there's a software thing that you can do. I don't know. Stop it. I was at the dinner party last night, and this friend of mine, he thought it was because I had it on this tray, because I had recently been keeping my MacBook on a tray elevated because I noticed that I just didn't want to spill coffee or anything on it because it was on the same, on this counter here. So I put it on the tray, and and he thought that was the reason. It wasn't breathing properly. So I am going to have to keep one ear. See, I can hear it. Yeah, whatever. I might have to ignore this. I might have to ignore this and just let it go. Just let it go, let it flow. If anybody has an answer to this question of what I can do, you know, maybe there's some kind of, it's on a hard surface. Starting to rev up. I can hear it. Oh, screw it. You know what? Deal with it, folks. I'll try to have my booming voice with like a vacuum in the background. Can you just deal with it? I think I'm getting better with the technological stuff. And, but then there's just certain things. Like, you just want to talk to somebody who knows. And then there's nobody ever knows anything. Even the techies, they'll give you 18 different answers. You know? Here it comes again. I don't have to stop this podcast every 3 minutes, people. Don't make me do that. So, yeah, there it goes. It's coming on. All right, well, whatever. Okay, that's the way it goes. All right. Okay, what's new? I know I spent a lot of time on this. What's new? Got a rent increase. You know, in my building that I live in, it's a rent-controlled, rent-stabilized building, and they're only allowed to raise it about 3% a year or something like that. And they do it like clockwork, whether they need to or not. And I usually get it the end of October. They send me a notice to give me like a month, a little over a month, to get ready to prepare to give the rent increase in December 1st. But this time I didn't get it, and a couple of other tenants did, and I kept my mouth shut. I kept mum. Mum's the word when it comes to rent increases, and that's what I did. And so, and I was thought it was kind of interesting. And part of me was thinking, well, maybe they'll let me slide because they know I had a hip operation. But these guys, they have no compassion whatsoever. So I knew that wasn't the case. These guys aren't going to give me a break. There must have been some glitch in their system. Maybe they forgot. Well, they forget. I forgot. You know, this never happened. This conversation never took place. Anyway, lo and behold, the other day I get a thing in the mail from them and addressed to me. Now, I live in Valley Village, California. Valley Village is a division of a part of North Hollywood. Well, some genius in their office addressed it to Valley Vista, California. Valley Vista, California. And I thought that was a problem, because when I opened up, I thought, well, but it couldn't be the problem because it got to me this time, right zip code. And I opened up and it said Valley Vista. There was another envelope inside. What they did is they forgot, whoever mailed it, forgot to put the postage on it. And so because they forgot to do the postage, it got returned to them and they sent it back to me. By the time it got back to me, it was after December 1st. I already paid my rent. So, nah. They lost $20. Oh, I hope they don't go out of business. Those poor guys. So, anyway. This vacuum thing is, this fan is making me nuts. It's making me a little bit nuts. I'm sorry. Anyway, trying to read my notes here. Sometimes I can't read my own handwriting. So my handwriting sucks. Sorry if I'm, I'll apologize. I am, like I said, I was in like a food coma last night. It's just like, ate too much, came home and ate some more, and I stayed up till way too late, and then I slept late. And I mean, I could have slept more, but I didn't want to sleep the whole freaking day away. So here I am, sacrificing part of my Sunday for your entertainment pleasure. And with my little vacuum fan in the background. Maybe it's always been this way, but it just seems like it's particularly louder than it used to be, than it ever was before. I don't know. And I'll have to see when I play it back. But no matter what, I'm releasing it this way. And that's just the way it's going to be. But if anybody has any, if it does really bother me, if it bothers you, this fan thing, please get in touch with me. Email me or call me if you know me, and let me know. Let me know what your feeling is. How's that? A little marketing survey. I mentioned my go-to supermarket where I get most of my groceries, and a couple of interesting things have been happening when I go there lately. There's a kind of a newer guy that works there, and he happens to be a Jewish gentleman, older gentleman. We bonded a little bit over the whole Jew thing, because he works in the deli department. And we bonded a little bit, and I go there, and he waits on me sometimes, and I notice one thing, that when I order something from him, he will, for example, one day I wanted to get some salad that they put in this little container. I said, could you just fill the container halfway? And then he did it like three quarters, almost full. And I go, well, that's more. And he goes, just take it. And I said, okay, all right, that's fine. I didn't argue with him. All right, then. And then the other day, I ordered just a quarter pound of turkey, because it's part of my my diligent eating food plan here, is that I make this wonderful wrap with romaine lettuce and a little, anyway, so I put a quarter pound of turkey on it. And if I'm not going to eat it right away, I don't want to order too much. So I said to him, can I have a quarter pound of turkey? And he goes, no, get more. Get like a half a pound or a pound or something like that. And I go, no, I want a quarter pound. He goes, no, you should get it. I'm going, what is your problem, man? Why would you care how much I order from the store that you work at? The store that is paying you an hourly wage to work. Why do you feel the need to upsell me? You're not making commission. There's no point. I don't understand this. And I was starting to get pissed off. Like, I was going to tell him, like, dude, I don't even want you to wait on me anymore. Just do your friggin' job. You know? I mean, jeez. So annoying. I mean, most of the people that work there are so nice. You know? And this guy, who happens to be a Jewish brother, I'm starting to not like this guy too much. I'm trying to avoid him. Hey, how you doing? You know? How you doing, Mr. Jew? Mr. Jewy Jew? And then there's another couple. There's another guy I'm friendly with. I like him. But the thing is, he's... I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I don't like jokes, per se. I mean, sounds like a funny, weird thing to say as a comedian, but you know, I don't really do jokes. And most comedians, stand-up comedians, don't do those kind of jokes. And usually we abhor those kind of jokes. But, you know, people who aren't comedians, for whatever reason, if the people, you know, perceive you to be funny, then they try to... They'll try to give you some jokes or tell you some jokes. And there's one guy there, a very nice guy, but he comes up to me and he starts, I've been noticing lately he's got jokes for me. You know, and it's just like, hey, the two guys walk into a bar and one guy says this and then the other guy says that. And then they go, but it's never like a short, it always goes on. And then, you know, it's so, okay, fine. But I like this guy, you know, he's a nice guy. And I was just like, okay, I think the joke he told me was okay, whatever, I don't know. One of the jokes was okay. And most of them are just like, please, can you just leave me alone? And then this other guy who works there, I was talking to him, and I don't really know him that well, and he comes over, and he just, all of a sudden, he goes into a joke. And he's going on and on. And the thing that gets me about these people is they can't read body language, human behavior, because I am, as they're telling me the joke, I am drifting off. My eyes are looking around. I'm like, could you just freaking get to the punchline so I could pretend to enjoy it? And then I can move on with my shopping. But this guy, he was going on and on. He had some joke. You know, and then the guy goes over there, and then he says this, and then she says that, and then they go over there, and blah, blah, blah. And then she goes, what do you mean? I thought we were going to dinner. And I think I've said this before, but usually I just go, oh! I rarely laugh. There's rarely a joke that makes, like those kind of jokes that make me laugh. That I go, man, that is so friggin' funny. I'm so glad that you stopped me and kept me from continuing shopping because I really needed to hear that joke. I think the fan's on in the normal way that maybe it used to be on now. I don't think it's as high as it was. This is my feeling. This is the feeling I have right now. Just hoping. Another weird thing has been happening lately is I've been getting phone calls from people who want to sell life insurance. And the phone calls are for a gentleman named Harry Berman. Hi, is Harry there? There's no Harry there. This isn't the phone number for Harry Berman. No, you got the wrong number. Then they say my number and it's the right number. And apparently, good old Harry Berman is turning 65 in January, and these companies want to sell him supplemental insurance for because they'll be on Medicare, and they want to sell him supplemental thing to cover whatever Medicare doesn't cover. And then when I tell him, well, like I'm nowhere near 65. I'm not nowhere near 65. I'm heading towards 65 or something, but I'm pretty far away still, okay? In my eyes. I'm not, and I tell them, well, I'm not, you know, and I sound even younger on the phone, you know, so they go, oh, yeah, you don't sound like you're going to be 65. And then they always have some kind of life insurance or some kind of thing that they want to sell me, and it's just amazing that, they call the wrong, their market is anybody who answers the phone, I guess. Anyone who answers the phone, we're looking for Harry. Maybe they call everybody looking for Harry Berman. Like Harry Berman is just the guy. We just use the Harry Berman thing, and I happen to have the same last name. And I was talking to this lady, and they want to come over to my house. They want to make an appointment and come over and tell me, and then she starts telling me about like. This stuff, and it's all fear-based, and if you don't have this, then you can end up in a nursing home, and a state nursing home, and just like, oh, you know what? Shut up, okay? Just shut up. Shut your mouth right now with your stuff. I hear what you're saying. But I don't have the funds right now to invest in that anyway. And then they're telling me, you know, like if you're like this age, like if you're in your 20s, well, I'm not in my 20s, okay? And it would be really cheap. I'm not in my 20s, so it's not going to be really cheap. Just shut up. Shut up. As a matter of fact, I gave her a hypothetical thing about, well, what if a person was this age? I have a friend, he's this age. Well, it would be like $500 a month. Okay, bingo, bye. Bye. Have a nice day. Have a nice day, folks. Hope you find Harry Berman. Meanwhile, Harry's probably home going, yeah, I'm turning 65. Nobody called me. What the hell's going on here? Why does Harry have to talk like this? Does he have to talk like this? I don't know. Okay. All right. And then I think one more thing I might want to talk about here is psychics. I want to talk about psychics. And I might have probably talked about this before. But I've rarely met a psychic that has actually told me something that I go, wow, that is really something. I had like a comedian friend named Mike who did psychic readings. And he once told me something that was so specific and it came true. And I was just like, now that was impressive. I don't know how he came up with that. But usually these psychics that, you know, you just call around I was calling around. I don't know. Maybe I was just bored. I was just, you know, I don't even know. And I spoke to this one lady, and she was a psychic medium, which means she speaks to spirit guides and people who passed on and blah, 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 blah. But she was far away, and she does it in person. And she said, well, you know, maybe you need my friend who does the phone readings. And I go, okay, well, so, all right, maybe I'll call her. So she gives me her number. And I call this woman up, and we talk, and, you know, right off the bat, you know, this is like she charges $75 a half an hour. Now, I'm just inquiring, I'm not paying, I'm not doing just consulting with her here at this point. So, $75 a half an hour, $150 for an hour. You know, not cheap. And so I say, yeah, your friend told me to call. Said you do phone readings. I just want to find out, what kind you do. And I'm just even trying to figure out, you know, I wasn't really sure exactly what I wanted to explore. And then she said to me, she said, okay. And then she goes, well, listen, you know, we do the reading. And I want you to let me know right off the bat if I'm right, because I might be reading somebody else's energy. And I go, what is that supposed to mean? Reading somebody else's energy. I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about. I mean, you're talking to me, and then you're going to be doing my reading, and then you might be reading somebody's energy from, like, down the street, you know, and I've got to keep you on track? Okay, whatever. This seems kind of weird. And then I said to her, I said, well, you do it on the phone, right? Because she was, I think, in Long Beach or somewhere like that. She goes, yes, I do. She goes, oh, I sense that you're very, very busy these days. And I said, a matter of fact, I'm not. I'm recovering from hip surgery. I'm doing some physical therapy, but I'm really not all that busy. And she goes, well, you're busy in recovery. And I said, good save. Good save, dear. And nice talking to you. And I'll ponder. She said, yeah, you know, meditate on it and think about it. And I didn't have to go into meditation to know that I wasn't going to spend money on this for a person that, you know, told me that I was very busy right off the bat. No, you must be reading somebody else. You're reading the busy guy's energy from down the street. You're not reading my energy. I'm not me. You know, I'm busy watching Netflix. Okay. All right. Okay. Whoa, this podcast has been fabulously went by so quickly for me. Of course, when about 5 minutes into it, I did pause. I'm hoping that the way the fan is now is the normal fan thing that maybe I've had all along. I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you, everybody who listens to this podcast. I really do appreciate it. You know, tell a friend. Tell an enemy. You know, if you don't like it, tell an enemy. Tell an enemy that you want to listen to this podcast. And, No, I do enjoy doing these. It's my one creative outlet I have these days until I can get the other hip fixed and I feel agile enough to go out and at least do stand up. This is what, you know, been a big blessing to me. Ooh, getting spiritual. Anyway, until next time, and until next week, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.